Ladies and gentlemen.
System loading.
The Kelly Mano Show.
We're on a mission from God.
Is on the air.
Is on the air.
Are there any questions before we proceed?
Radio signal from another world.
In three.
What would you be waiting for?
Go, kid, let's go.
Two.
Start the show. Start the show.
One.
Good morning. You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, radio podcast, whatever you want to call it. What do you guys call it? Radio show, podcast?
I say radio show.
Radio show.
Because it's what I'm used to.
It's what I'm used to, too. So when we got picked up by that national agency a few weeks ago, and, you know, the live or the national commercials you guys hear, I was talking to the guy on the phone, and he's like, so you're a radio show, right? You just repodcast it. And I'm like, no. I said, I'm just a podcast. He's like, you're not on the radio? And I said, no. And he goes, then why do you go to break? I'm like, because that's what I did in the 90s.
Yep.
Because that is what I am used to. Let's see. We have a big giveaway next week. It's kind of a boring week because the NHL's on a break for the big All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball hasn't started yet. Football's on a break till the Super Bowl. I have nothing to watch on television this week.
Nothing.
So
zero.
Exactly. Well, that means, you know what that means? We're going to have to spend time with our families. Damn it.
Or video games.
Do you still play video games?
Hell yes.
Are you a grown-up who plays video games?
Yup.
Do you play the ones where you play against other people?
Yeah.
Like that you don't even know?
I have a team that I play with.
And they're strangers, aren't they?
They're all dudes from England and Scotland.
That's amazing. So my Aunt Linda plays these games too. And she has had relationships with some of these people for like 10 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And you just like you're on the same team, like your army guys, and you fight people?
Yeah. Or there's like co-op missions and things like that.
And are there certain times a day that you guys all know to get on there?
Well, they're 6 hours ahead of me. So usually I will take my lunch break if I work from home.
Right.
And I will have lunch while I play like an hour with them.
Yeah.
And then usually by the time I get done with work, I can get about an hour in with them before they all go to bed at like 11
Okay.
o'clock.
And so, you know, you work for the music industry. Yep. I work as a photographer. So we both work for ourselves during the day and you work from home.
Mm-hmm.
So like me, are you in your pajamas till like 2 o'clock? What time do you
dressed? If I'm going out for dinner that night, usually around 5:30.
Yeah.
I affectionately call Fridays when I don't have any appointments. No pants Fridays.
God, thank God you don't have a roommate.
That would never, ever work in my day job,
ever. In your what?
My day job.
Oh, yeah. No, Gary, that's not going to fly.
But, oh, yeah. Like, there's days where it'll be 7 o'clock at night, and I'm like, do I want to take a shower and get dressed today?
Yeah.
Or should I just call it a day and repeat tomorrow?
I always go pick up the kids from school, like, at 2:30, 3 o'clock, and the moms are always like, oh, you look so cute. Your makeup's done. Your hair's done. I'm like, I know, because I just got ready 30 minutes ago. You know, usually about 1 o'clock, 1:30 is when I start going like, okay, I got to put on a bra and I got to brush my hair and I got to brush my teeth. And speaking of which, so we went to like Nashville like a week and a half ago and I somehow lost my toothbrush in the process. And so
I get one from the front desk.
I've been using Libby Lou's.
Nice.
No, and I've been using her Dora toothpaste and I'm so used to it that I don't even want to go back to regular toothpaste.
Is like bubblegum flavor?
Yes, it's amazing. I'm like, why don't grown-ups do this all the time? Poor Libby Lou has no idea that I've been using her tiny toothbrush for but I gave birth to her. That's kind of my right.
Well, how does your day start? Like, I can run you through my day. My alarm goes off usually around like 6:30 or 7.
Oh, yeah.
I will work from bed on my phone till usually around 9:30.
Uh-huh.
Then I will get up, make breakfast, do my morning reports. If it's a Monday or Tuesday, I'm in the office, doors closed.
Okay.
If it's like a
like your office in your house.
Yes. If it's Wednesday through Friday, after breakfast, I might go to the office. I might take the laptop, sit on the couch, mm-hmm. work and watch Price is Right and make phone calls.
Yeah, see, I'm not much of a Price is Right girl. So I get up, again, 6:30, get the kids ready. They get off to school. And then there's about, I don't get on my phone right away because I don't have Facebook on my phone or anything mm-hmm. like that. I do have Instagram on there, but I don't look at anything. I get up, get the kids ready, get them off to school. And then there's like this 1 hour that is only, why are you both yawning?
I don't know.
You
it's
guys
contagious.
Like simultaneously
and it's
yawn.
It's super contagious too.
Good Lord.
I bet you do it within 30 seconds.
And shut up. And I forgot what I was saying. Oh, so I watch, I get to about like, I start working when, not Regis and Kelly, but Michael Strahan and Kelly comes on. That's when I sit at my desk and I really start kind of working. And then those freaking naggy ass chicks on The View come on. And I just, as soon as I hear one of their voices, I mean, is there anything else? They're like nails on a chalkboard for me.
That show should just be called Menopause on TV.
Yes, exactly. I hate women who can't make a point without screeching. That's why I hate like Sarah Palin and people like that.
Speaking of The View, I don't know, I've only seen it a handful of times. The one, what's her name? Cheryl something.
Is she the black one?
Yes. Who's all she is annoying and talks about wanting to hump people.
Ooh, well, are you talking about the
That's the talk.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Except for they got a Chinese lady in The View,
doesn't
it?
Different network. Different
got
network.
It. Okay.
Different nagging ladies.
All right, well, whichever one that lady's on.
Yes. Are you thinking of Sherry Shepherd, the little short black one with the gigantic boobs?
Okay. Sherry Shepherd's the one who didn't realize the world was round.
Yes, she's an idiot.
That's a whole nother kind of stupid. But
I completely agree with you.
This other show that has the other lady who has a very unfortunate tooth to gum ratio.
Yes. Okay. I know. I think that's Lonnie Love.
I don't know.
No, it's Cheryl Underwood is her name.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That lady is just plain annoying.
Yeah.
And like, she's, you know how everyone has that one friend who turns everything into a sex joke?
Right.
That's her.
And that's her only role on the show. I can't even. I mean, that show, I can handle the talk more than The View, because I do like Sharon Osbourne. I think she's on the talk.
Yes.
And Julie Chen is boring but normal.
And while we're doing that, here, go ahead and take my man card again.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Why? What do you watch?
Well,
what we
the
watch.
Fact, the fact that I know all right. about both
yeah.
of these shows.
So then I start working, and then I work all day. I eat at my desk. I'm kind of a workaholic. I do take a break every day at 1 o'clock to watch the first 30 minutes of Wendy Williams. And I know that you don't like her, but I love her. And I love her because she talks about stuff I'm interested in, like her Hot Topics. And Piggy Smalls, my pet pig, I swear to God, he knows the Wendy theme song. And like when it comes on, he goes straight to the couch, and he knows I'm coming to sit with him. So me and the pig watch Wendy. And nice. That's when I finally shower and put a bra on and act like a grown up for the day.
There you go.
Ugh. I don't see. Now you made me yawn.
Told you it was coming.
I don't know how we got to this from that. But what I was trying to tell you guys is that we have Blues tickets to give away. And we're going to give
them.
I'm
not eligible, am I?
No, neither one of you are eligible. So I got two tickets, like 8 rows from the glass for Thursday night, February 4th. And so a week from today is when the game is, and I think we're going to give them away on Monday night.
Okay.
And here's my idea. We're playing the Sharks on during the game. So my thought is if we can find an adult shark costume and put Gary in it and we can hide him somewhere like in a park and make people
at
go
night.
Find him. Yeah. With flashlights.
Nothing can go wrong there, buddy.
Or should we put him in hockey gear and have people tackle him and the first one to check him?
How about a shark in hockey gear?
I don't know if the shark costume will fit over the pads.
How about the pads over the shark costume?
Okay, but then you can't see the shark costume, dummy.
Sure you can.
Did you also know that the world is round?
If you just put the shoulder pads and a helmet on him, it's still going to look like a shark wearing a helmet and shoulder pads.
Well, you know, somebody's got to...
Is this like the Katy Perry shark costume?
Yeah, hopefully you can
left shark
dance,
and right shark.
Dance better than left shark last year. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted everybody to keep their ears peeled and their eyes open for on my Facebook page because next Monday we're going to be giving away the tickets and it's going to probably involve Gary in a shark costume.
Please do not report anyone wearing a shark costume in a park after dark to your police. Or do.
Wait. What was the attorney's name that was on Monday's show?
Yes. I'm sure they will defend you. We have to do this during the nighttime because if he does it during the day, he's going to scare small children at the park.
If he does it at night, he's still going to get the same charges.
Yeah, well, I'm going to scare small children at night either way.
Should we make
it? Why don't you get attacked by like a badger or something?
If you're not on Periscope, you're missing out. So if you have a Twitter account, you can have a Periscope account.
Yep.
And if you just follow the Kelly Mano show, I'm sure we're going to do this on Periscope. And I think that whenever Gary goes to hide in the park, we should make him go like, dunna, dunna, like while he's on the phone running, like make him sing the Jaws theme song. And then send people out to find him.
You have to tackle him to get Blues tickets.
I think that's... Well, just like
it's
a...
It's great.
Like
it's
a
great.
Hip, like a hip
You're
going
to die, buddy. You're going
to
die.
Tackle a shark for tickets day.
Oh, see? That's brilliant. Tackle a shark for tickets because the Blues are playing the Sharks. So if you want to sit 8 rows from the glass, make sure you listen to the Kelly Mano show next Monday because we will have all of the details to this contest worked out.
And if you want to take a really tall friend with you to the game... You can ask me.
Actually, game over. I tackled myself.
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No.
Allowed.
Not allowed. No. Flag on the play. That is not allowed. Because if anybody's going to go to the freaking game, it's going to be me. Hey, if they win tickets, they can take me. They can take their favorite radio podcaster. Who would not want to go to a hockey game with me? I'm fun.
But what if they want to go with the really cool producer that does all the fun stuff?
That dress up like a shark.
Right.
How about we hide 5 tickets and we keep 3 of them?
Yeah.
And give away the other 2.
Yes, yes. Okay. We're going to figure it out. Listen to the show Monday. We will be right back. My friend Donna's hanging out with us, and she'll be here in a second. And you're listening to The Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Once again.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is brought to you by Carol Johnson and Thrive. It is that time of year where everybody is sick. I always joke that my kids are sick from like November to February.
For sure.
And yeah, everybody's sick in my family but me. And the only difference is that I've been the one taking Thrive and they have not. So coincidence? I don't think so. The thing that I love the most about Thrive is the probiotics that it provides your body. We all know, you know, with latest research that how badly we need that. The other thing that comes with Thrive is the weight loss and, of course, the increased energy. Some people even find it too intense. I don't. I like doing cartwheels in my office in between editing. Nothing can be too intense for me. But Thrive has an entire line of products that are so good for you and so good for your body. They've got capsules you can take, packets that you can mix that are not meal replacement. It's just something to give you energy throughout the day. I always say it's kind of like that 2:30 slump. You know, Thrive is something that you can use to get through that. And Carol is very educated on her products and can help you with everything. There's also an amazing patch. You know how smokers need like a patch to quit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is like a patch to stay awake.
Nice.
You know what we should do?
I need some of those.
We should see if Carol will donate like 20 at a time and like put them all over Gary.
And then we'll have a new sponsor, which is a funeral home.
We'll put like 20 Thrive patches on him.
That's going to be healthy, right?
And while I'm wearing the shark costume.
And then we'll give him an Ambien.
Let's see which one wins.
This commercial's so not going to be paid
for. See how far you can run on the Thrive before the Ambien knocks your ass out.
And we could have listeners make bets.
We're going to have you run in a straight line so we can measure it.
Gary,
like track and field.
You have been jogging
200
lately.
Yards.
Have you been jogging lately?
A mile a day, every day.
So if we put a bunch of Thrive on him and give him an Ambien and see how long it takes him to collapse. Oh, I
measure it in feet.
I'm getting slap happy now. I don't recommend that. And you know what? Carol with Thrive probably doesn't recommend that.
I was going to say Carol says no.
Carol will tell you the proper way to use Thrive and how to use it to best benefit you and your lifestyle. If you want to give Carol a call, her number is 618-531-5992. Hoss, can you give him that phone number again?
618-531-5992. One patch at a time, please. At least once a show, you give me a record label flashback.
I do? Why? Oh, because of the music I play?
I worked the song.
You did?
Yeah.
I love this song.
Nelly and Paul Wall.
Well, before we get into this too much, I want to say hi to my friend Donna Harris.
Hello.
Hi. Yay.
Donna really needs no introduction. She's been on the show like 3 or 4 times now. And I just give her a key to my house. And she's kind of pops up.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, but with the songs, for me, it's all about the beginning of the song. You know, a song has to have a really kicking intro for me to use it on this show because people only hear like the first 30 seconds. So this is who, Nelly?
That's called in the biz retention.
Oh, is it? Is that like on this show when we try to get people to listen longer than 30 seconds?
Correct.
Hopefully you do. That'd be very nice. So Donna, how have you been?
Doing great.
How are the babies?
Oh, they're doing wonderful.
Donna has 3 beautiful boys. And now the littlest, Massimo, how old is he now?
He's almost 2.
Is he really?
Wow. Yeah. I know.
I love his clothing line.
It's flying.
I know. What I told her when she named him.
Everybody says that.
Do they really?
You mean like the Target clothing line?
Well, that's okay. Poor Rocky. He'll be somewhere. Like he was somewhere not too long ago. And the lady was like, Rocky, come, you know, like the doctor called him up. And the guy's like, hey, Rocky, where's Bullwinkle? And like, Rocky's like me, like, he cannot hide his expressions. Like, he looked at like, what the hell? I'm like, dude, he's 11. He does not know who Rocky and Bullwinkle
right,
are.
Right, no doubt.
Yeah, and so Donna and I have something in common that we all have three little Italian named babies.
That's right,
And people who, you know, did you have a hard time with any of the names of your boys? From
you mean
friends
like
or family?
Friends and family? Of course. Yeah, but once the name's the name, it's the name. Mm-hmm. You know, people have to get over it. So when you're picking a name, people always have an opinion.
They do, and that's I was just with a friend the other day, and I said, "What are you going to name her baby?" And she's like, "Well, we know, but we're not saying." I'm like, "You're so smart."
Yeah.
Because that, you know, if I could go back, I would do the same thing. Because it's really nobody's business what you name your kid.
And it's going to be what it is.
I can
just spell it properly.
Yeah.
I guess.
My daughter's name is Fire. FYI, silent Q,
17 R-Z-E-E-I. Yeah.
I'm going to slap you. There should be quality control in hospitals that when you do that, someone comes in and they're like, nope.
You know what?
You're going to try again tomorrow. You can take the baby home and you get an approved name.
Right. Yes. Well, the best thing that they do is they pressure you like you got to name the baby
before you leave the hospital.
But other than that, no quality control.
Isn't that amazing that they make you, it's legal. You have to name the baby before you leave the hospital.
I think there's like a technicality. I think you can get away with it, but then there's extra paperwork.
So I would just write back like crap bag McGee. Okay, now let me go and I'll change it whenever I want to.
Right.
And so another thing, so my friend I was talking to who's having the baby is from Canada. And so I asked her, I said, what hospital are you delivering at? And she looked at me and she goes, why do all you Americans ask that? And I'm like, whoa, she's totally right. That is something that we all ask when someone's having a baby. It's like, well, where are you delivering?
Well, why is that not a thing in Canada?
I don't know. She's like, nobody, I mean, maybe they have less hospitals. Maybe we're really proud of our hospitals.
Maybe they shoot them out on the ice rink and go for distance.
Is this a St. Louis thing? I mean, seriously?
No, that's high school, not hospitals.
I know, but is that akin to that same thing?
What I was wondering. Is that a St. Louis thing to ask, well, where are you having your baby? Because I think I ask that to every pregnant woman I see.
It's not. Right. I've lived in Chicago and LA, and it's the same question.
People are asking that same question.
Well,
okay.
I think also in the PC world we live in, we've run out of questions to ask pregnant ladies. So, God forbid you ask them anything about their pregnancy, because they will jump down your throat. Because there's an article on Facebook of 95 things not to say to a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
You know,
Number one is anything.
Yeah, exactly. Just don't talk
to her. Don't breathe.
So that's why, you know, we've limited to like, where are you having your baby at? I don't know. But yeah, I think that we, like, and especially in the St. Louis area, we love our big hospitals, our MOBAP and St. John's, our Baby Factor, or Mercy, whatever it's called now.
What up, Barnes?
What up, Barnes? Were you born there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Barnes proper.
I had all three of my babies. Barnes what?
Proper. None of these Barnes St. Charles, Barnes South.
I don't know the
Straight
difference
up, Central West End baby.
Any of them, but I had my babies in three different hospitals. Like all three kids came from three different hospitals.
Well, I remember when I was picking hospital and then you said, I like this hospital because they have the best food.
Yes.
That's all you cared about was the food that you were going to get after delivering the baby.
Because I grew up in Illinois and then like I come over here and like over there, it's like lunch lady cafeteria. Ugh. And over here in Missouri, they've got like pizza and they've got the good ice.
So which hospital did you think had the good food?
MOBAP. Is that where you delivered or was it Mercy?
No, it was Mercy that you preferred for the food.
For the food because they had this pizza and like they bring you a menu and you've got points and you can get like a brownie and they're all about like feeding the new moms.
Now, when I was having my babies, when I would order food, I would order enough for like
everybody.
Ton of people.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. I would do the same thing.
I obviously have never been in for labor. But I was in last August when I had surgery, and I was in St. Luke's. And I got to say, even though I was super high on pain medicine, the food was great.
Wasn't it? So I actually have to have surgery here in a couple weeks. So we haven't really talked about this. I've kind of like glossed over it. But I am having shoulder surgery because apparently when you're a photographer for over a decade and you lift all this heavy crap, you wear out your capsule back there and I'm getting it replaced and all this stuff. But I am actually very excited to have surgery because I've never had anybody take care of me before.
It's kind of nice to be able to shut it down and just be like, I have no responsibilities for the next 48 to 72 hours.
I'm really curious how this is going to go over because I've seen you take care of your other family members and I don't know if they're going to match your expectations.
Well,
she'll be so drugged up, she won't care.
Well, I'm trying to decide number one, do I do the show on drugs? Because that would be really funny. Like, should we really do the show hospital bed? Donna, you just opened
I'm
the
sorry.
Biggest
can. Yeah, let's do the show on drugs.
How many times? James, can we have this fight? No, this is going to be a totally different fight. Go ahead, Jimmy.
No, this isn't even a fight.
Yep.
But I do have to defend myself. You have had surgery, and I did take care of you. And I'm going to, I'm going to say one thing, and you answer the question, and that'll show everyone exactly to what degree I take care of my wife.
Okay.
Actually, this was before we got married, all right?
Why are you talking like Barry White right now?
I'm just setting the scene. Three out of the last four nights.
Okay,
so.
He's like, let me tell you how I take care of my wife.
I'm going to tell you a few things.
All right, so, okay. Girl. Are you going to talk about my breast reduction?
Girl.
Are you going to talk about my nipples being on the table?
I'm not going to talk about that what? Element of it. Oh, yeah, so check this out. Kelly had a breast reduction before we got married. Okay. Live on the air. All right, that's good radio.
I got a discount for doing it on the air.
Yeah, I was in the operating room. Live on the
live
air via cell phone.
With my parents in the waiting room with a radio listening to how my surgery was going.
So they slice off her nipples and they set them on the table.
Like pepperonis?
And then he's got this device. And this is a little graphic. I'm sorry. This is not why I came in here, by the way. Some long, like a wand, okay? Right. That,
like
with a sucker on
it. A magic boob wand.
Yeah, magic boob wand.
Is it like the liposuction wand?
I guess that's
yes,
what
that's
it
exactly
is.
What it is. Okay. It's the liposuction wand.
So he is going to town.
Yeah, they jam it.
Yeah, jamming this thing into her boobs and sucking out boob fat. Okay. I mean, like, it was.
They sucked out 4 pounds of boob fat from me. Woo.
Wow.
High five.
High five for that.
Okay. Yeah. So,
that's some good boobie meat.
Yep.
So then Kel's all jacked up on drugs. I got to take care of her. I get her in my car, and what do I do? How do I take care of you? Where did we go on our way home?
Did we go to White Castle?
Yeah, you went to White Castle. So I drove her right through that drive-thru.
Nice.
Yeah.
Brand newly attached nipples and all.
So that, yeah, I know. They did sew them back on. They are
upside
there.
Upside down?
No, but yeah.
Who knows?
You know what?
Listen, what I'm not if, modest. If, I'll show you guys.
What if the left one's now the right one?
Ooh, what if they mixed them up?
Like, did they have to draw like an L and an R on the back of them?
I don't remember.
On the back of them.
An L and an R.
They flip them over.
This side up?
We could ask Dr. Huffaker. I mean, he's still in business, you know. I mean, he's a great plastic surgeon.
Have
we need to have him on the show. What do I want done? Maybe he can, maybe I can do something for trade show.
I'd like to get rid of this.
Yeah, well.
I'm working on it.
You are? What are you doing?
Playing hockey and going to the gym.
Yeah, good. Well, I need a butt. I need a big fat.
Have some of mine.
Yeah, they should have saved up 4 pounds for your butt.
They should have put my boob fat into my butt.
Yep.
That would have been amazing. Now, before this, okay, where were we? We were talking about, me having surgery. So all the times that I've been in a hospital, then I come out, I've got a newborn baby to take care of.
Right.
So I've never had a surgery where, like, I actually get to, like, sit on the couch for, like, 2 days.
Are you coming home the same day, or are
I
you going to keep you overnight?
I am, and it's the day that we normally do the show. So that's why I'm trying to decide if I'm going to do the show.
How's your pain threshold?
Really great. No, it's good. Okay. And I'm not trying to sound tough because I don't think I'm tough. But
no, they sent me home with Vicodin after my surgery, and I haven't even touched it.
Yeah, well, I think that... I mean, they're doing a lot in there.
Sure.
So it's not like super small, but I think personally that I have a high threshold for pain. But does everybody think that about themselves?
No, there's people who know they don't.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
my dad, giant wuss.
Yeah.
Oh, giant wuss.
I think that we as women get tougher just throughout pregnancy. Like I used to think getting blood drawn was a big deal until you've had 3 kids and they draw your blood every time you sneeze.
I don't think any pain I experience in my life is going to compare to what it's like to give birth.
Oh, no, of course it's not. I thought I was dying.
I think squeezing something the size of a watermelon through an opening the size of a lemon, you win.
Dude, mine is not the size of a lemon. How big of a lemon are you thinking? I was thinking more like a...
I thought
more like
you were
a...
talking about the head.
No.
Because manos have big heads, too.
They
so
do, but he's talking
thing.
About my vagina.
Yeah.
My vagina is not the size of a lemon. I
compared
would say
to a watermelon?
Like more like a kiwi.
A kiwi's the size of a lemon.
Oh, no.
It's really closer to a lime, if I was going to say one.
Get out of here.
Where are you buying your lemons at?
I assumed lemons were big.
Lemons are big.
I see the big ones.
They're the size of a kiwi.
No, they're not. I see them in centerpieces at weddings. And a lemon is like the size of my fist.
That is a me-sized lemon.
That is a you-sized lemon?
Yes.
No, it's not. That is a big lemon.
Lemons are like... lemons.
Okay, next time I go to the store, I'm going to take a picture of a lemon and send it to you on
Facebook. Well, next to you, everything looks big.
I know, but...
Right, Jimmy?
That's right.
That's why he married me. That is why he married me. So we did not plan on talking about all of this. We plan on talking about something else. And we will talk about it whenever we come back. I think we're going to do like a little bonus segment this show.
Sweet.
Because I feel like we got a lot to talk about. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about what you're too old for.
All right. Apparently, judging the size of lemons is one of them.
And I think that who is the oldest in this room? Is it Gary?
I think so.
All right. So I think that he might be...
Those are onions. Those are not lemons.
Those are lemons.
Let me see.
No, that's the size of a head.
My that's vagina is not the size of a head.
Okay, well, American lemons.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to have to... I'll look at the lemons next time I'm at the store, but I don't think it's the size of a lemon. Don't you think that's
a
little big?
The lemons and
you're
kiwis
totally
are in the
right,
same
Kelly.
Ballpark.
Yeah.
We need to take a kiwi and a lemon side by side.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in any case, you and I are thinking the same thing. I may have just made a poor analogy.
You did make a poor analogy. Labor is the worst and most horrible thing I ever did in my life, and I'm so glad all my babies are out now.
I bet.
So, let's see. Oh, and Donna, who's sitting here, I know that you hate that I say this all the time, like it's like you're my party trick or something. But, you know, like Donna had all three of her children without even taking a Tylenol.
Good for you.
Like literally not a Tylenol.
Oh God. I keep telling people I would ask for an epidural in the second trimester.
Oh, that's how I was. Pregnant. I was like, hi, yeah, can I have the drugs? Thank you. But yeah, so I was in the room with Donna when she had all of her babies and
I don't know what to say about it.
I
don't think everybody can do it.
I would put it on a t-shirt.
if I did it,
I would put it on a t-shirt.
It's a huge accomplishment, that's for sure. Well, I think a lot of women feel like that who have been able to do
and
that.
And I did do it with Rocky, but I didn't plan to. And I looked like
I looked like
the lady, the possessed kid in the Exorcist movie.
Right. Nice.
You
and
know.
If that's not your plan, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If you're thinking, I'm going to have drugs and this is going to sail a little smoother. And then they tell you, oops, too late for the drugs.
Oops, it didn't work. Sorry.
It is never
if you're not
too
braced
late for the
for
drugs.
That.
Oh, it is according to one gynecologist over in Edwardsville, Illinois, or Maryville. Oh, I love it. Last time he saw me, I had a six-week-old baby and a pumpkin seed cussing him up one side and down the other.
I would too.
He came in for my six-week checkup thinking he was going to, like, you know, be like, oh, hey. And he walked in and I didn't even have the gown on. I was in my clothes with my hand on my hip and my baby on the other. And he's like, he thought he was going to examine me because that's what they do at 6 weeks.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not taking my clothes off, asshole. We got to talk. And I let him have it up one side and down the other. And I still see his picture. My Uncle Mike is in the hospital, like, you know, like once a month. And we go over there and like,
there's a shock.
Yes. And so this doctor's picture was like on a magazine last month and I put like devil horns and blacked out
his
teeth.
Nice.
Every single
classy.
Line. I have the maturity of an eighth grader, but it made me feel better. That's the important thing, right?
Damn right.
We'll be right back. It is the Kelly Mano Radio Show.
The Kelly Mano Show. The older she gets, the more she understands Britney's 2007 meltdown.
Once again.
Let's see that number.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
The Kelly Mano Show is proudly brought to you by Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. And I have exciting news about Tan Envy. Coming up in February, the 21st through the 23rd, that weekend, they're having their free tanning weekend.
That's awesome.
Woo! Which means, you know, you guys hear me talk about the Versa Spa all the time and how much I love my spray tans. And you can go try it for free. So I love my spray tan. And I think, Hoss, at some point, we're going to have to put you in the machine.
Which part of me? Because well, all is not going to fit.
I'm thinking that your head's going to stick out.
Probably.
And your feet, maybe.
Yep.
And so you'll have like the reverse farmer's tan.
Yep.
Yeah. That or we're going to like, I think that we should play a game and whoever loses has to go get an 8 on their front at Tan Envy.
Okay.
Like Ross on Friends.
Oh, I thought you meant like a number 8.
Well, you get like a 1, 2, or 3, and I always get the 2. But if you get like 4 2s on your front, then you're going to be an 8. So you'll be Jamaican on the front and Casper the Ghost on your butt.
How long does that last?
It only lasts a couple of days, right, Donna?
Yeah, it's only a couple of days.
I mean, I can take care of my spray tan for a full week, and it still looks really, really good. And as my friend Steve Shannon always said, tan fat looks better than pale fat, and that is why I go to Tan Envy in St. Peter's to find out more about their specials. They've got amazing bulb beds as well. I've been in a couple of them, but you know, the Versa Spa is my thing. If you want to give them a call, their number is 636-447-3553. That is Tan Envy in St. Peters, Missouri. Hoss, what's that number again?
636-447-3553.
Gary, where's my lip gloss?
Pig ate it?
Oh, right there.
The pig
right.
Thank you. Sorry.
Right in front of you.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Show, and so I'm here with my co-host Hoss, producer Gary, my friend Donna, and we went to Nashville last week for Rocky's hockey tournament, and I felt kind of bad about something. Like, I started to feel bad about it, and then I decided, you know, I kind of don't feel bad because I'm just, when you become a grown-up, I think you sort of outgrow certain things.
Oh, yeah.
And so I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, what you're too old for. So we went to Nashville for a hockey tournament. And, like, it was one of those days where everybody in the family was already getting on each other's nerves. And
like
then they're like, hey.
Two or three.
Yeah. Well, no, this was before we even left.
Oh,
and then
no.
They're like, now we're going to seal you in a minivan for 5 hours. You know? No. And so my husband, you know, my husband's a musician and he loves music. And he's like, when we get down to Nashville, we need to get a babysitter for one night because there's some older sisters on the team. And we need to go listen to music. And I'm like, yeah, cool. We'll totally do that. You know? So we drive down to Nashville and, you know, he's got his first game at like 7 o'clock. And we're like, oh, between the first and second periods, and I already know I'm not going. Like, I already know in my head, like, there is no way that I am going to go out and listen to music. I mean, you're in Nashville. You should want to seize the day. I'm not that old yet. But in my brain, all I wanted to do was go home and put on sweatpants and go to bed in my hotel and, like, sit and do nothing. And but part of me wanted to, you know, rally and go for Jimmy and be like, hey, we're going to go. But then I just realized, like, I'm too old to do stuff I don't want to do. And I think I've been like that for a while. And I sort of found a compromise and I started going up to the other hockey dads. I'm like, hey, what are you doing after this?
Nice. Pimping out your husband.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, hey, I'm like, you want to go listen to music with my husband? Like, like, he can stay out all night. You know, you guys got my awesome minivan. And so that's what ended up happening was he went out with another hockey dad and listened to awesome music. They had a great time. They had a few beers. And I was in bed by 10 o'clock watching the Peanuts with the kids.
That's awesome.
Is that good or does that make me a loser?
No.
Whatever. It doesn't make you a loser. If you're happy, you're not a loser.
I just think that I reached the age, and I reached this at least a couple of years ago, where I really can't think of anything that I've done recently that I didn't want to do. I think that I hit a point in my life where I don't do crap I don't want to do, period.
Well, I also think that there's a slight difference between people like us and our normal people. Like,
saying that I'm not normal?
Hear me out. Hear me out. I have been burnt out on the bar scene since about age 24.
Of course.
Because every time you're out in radio, you're at a bar.
Exactly.
So on your nights off, when my friends are like, let's go to the bar, let's go to the club. I was like,
right.
No.
Right.
Like, I'm there when I'm getting paid. I don't want to go there when I'm not getting paid.
Yes.
And secondly, let's stay home. Let's rent a movie or play video games or just do anything besides go to a bar.
Well, and I think Haas brings up a really good point. But I think what happens when you're younger is you worry about what you're missing out on. And
exactly.
What he's saying is there was nothing to be missed. Because
no. Nope.
I mean, not just because of age, but what he's saying is because of experience, the things that you've done in your life. And, you know, you've been through part of that scene.
I was drunk on the landing for 2 years straight. Like,
yeah.
I don't
oh
need,
my God.
I don't
back
need
when
to
there
go
was
back
a landing.
There. Yeah. And so I think that there was a time in my life because I got married and had kids before any of my friends were even engaged. I was the first one to get married and have babies. And it was like I had moved to a different planet from them.
Right.
And there was a long period where I still tried to play that game and act like I wanted to go do all these things and be all these places. And I was just miserable.
Yeah.
And I hit a point. I mean, I had to have at least had all three kids where I just stopped doing stuff I don't want to do.
Well, and I really think that comes from not, like, you don't know yourself when you're younger. So you think,
that's true.
Am I missing out on this? Should I want to be doing this?
Because
and
I
then
didn't.
You get there and you're like, I do not want to be doing this.
Exactly.
But you still do it every single time for like 2 or 3 more years. And then
yes.
You realize, I'm 30. I don't have to do
right.
This.
Right. Because, like,
hey, I went through it in my 30s. Like, I made the mistake of trying to date a girl who was 9 years younger than me.
Yeah.
And I would force myself to go out a lot just because, you know,
right.
She wanted to. And it was one of those things where at the end of every night, I'd be like, this is awful. All I want to do is go home and go to bed.
Right. And I don't think it just has to do with being a parent. Because I remember when I just had my little dog Daisy and I'm like, you know what? I would really rather just go home and do nothing tonight and hang out with my dog.
For sure.
I think it has to do with kind of becoming a grown up. And I think that as you get older, you and your friends kind of do that at different rates. And then it's so nice when you're like almost to your 40s again. And then you can all be friends again because you're all old.
Everybody's kind of feeling that same too old for this.
Yes.
Last weekend, Tori and I went out on a date night, and it's really the first time since the holidays we've had just a her and I night.
Right.
Because, you know, during the holidays, there's so many go here with the family like, romantic stuff gets thrown to the back seat. Like,
it's just married for 12 years.
Right. There's just no time.
Yeah, exactly.
So this past Saturday, we went out. We're like, let's just go to dinner. We'll see where the night takes us. Whatever. We went to dinner. We went for a place for dessert and after dinner drink, and I look at my clock on my phone, and I'm like, it's only 9:45.
I hate that.
And I'm like, what are we going to do? And we're starting to drive, and we're driving back towards St. Charles, and she's like, are we going home? And I'm like, we can do whatever you want. I was like, you want to go to the casino, play cards? You want to do this? She's like, I'm cool with going home. And I was like, we're going home.
Right.
We were in bed watching television by like 10:45.
And she's awesome. Like, that is awesome.
And she's like, we are so lame. And I was like, I give zero F's. This is great.
Yeah.
Shut up. I'm watching the movie.
You really do get better with age as far as like, you know, I mean, getting old sucks because your body starts failing you. But the fact that you just get to do more and more of what you want, like I already say and do a lot of already what I want. And I'm only in my 30s. I cannot wait to be in my 70s. I will be the meanest old lady like there ever was.
Right.
Like you won't be able to like hold me back.
Where is that line where you can just stop holding your tongue? Is it like 60?
I think it's 60. I think
because after 60, if somebody like punches you or beats you up, they look really, really bad.
Yeah.
You know, because then you're like considered. Now, I got in trouble for calling my Uncle Mike elderly once, but I think if you're over 60, are you considered an elderly person?
I think 65 legally.
Well, yeah, legally, what is that? You're getting AARP, you know, senior citizen discounts and all jazz.
You're getting AARP at 50.
Is it? I thought it was 65.
Trust me, I'm already starting to get some notes from AARP.
Dude, you can't be that much older than me.
He's a grandpa.
I'm going to be 45.
He's a grandpa.
No. Wow.
Yeah. No.
I knew you were older than me, but I didn't think you were.
I think that
the
beard makes you look younger.
Totally.
I'm not kidding, Gary. Keep the beard. Don't.
You have the same benefit as I do. You have a baby face.
Right.
Even when I was in game shape, I've always had the Campbell Soup Kid cheeks.
Yeah. Right.
I've always had the rosy like baby fat cheeks.
So what are you guys too old for? Well, first of all, can you guys all say like me and Don are in our 30s?
I'm 39.
Haas, and then Gary's in his 40s. So what are you too old for?
I'm way too old for crowds.
Yeah,
way too old, and it's a constant thing in my field. But like,
yeah, because I remember when my dad, you know, he loved music. I'm like, Dad, ZZ Top's coming to town. Like, I wanted to take him all these places that I felt like he was missing out on because all he did was sit at home in his recliner. And then he's like, Kelly, I don't like crowds. I don't want to. And then it got to the point where I realized, like, no, he really didn't want to go. Yeah. You know.
Well, I like to go, and it's always interesting when I bring someone with me. You know, I've been dating Tori for a while. And I've taken her to a couple of festivals. And we've been to 4 or 5 concerts, like Point Fest and things like that, where I don't leave backstage.
Oh, yeah. No.
I don't. I'll watch my band from the side of the stage.
Yeah.
And at one point, she was like, are we ever going to go to our seats? And in my mind, I'm like,
nope.
No.
Not happening.
No, we are not.
That's how.
I'm not going out with the commoners. No. Absolutely not.
Commoners. Common folk. That's how when Clockwork plays, we always just usually stay up there with them. Or, you know, we've got our own spot where nobody bugs us.
Oh, man. And the big festivals like Rock on the Range and the national festivals where there's hundreds of thousands of people there.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I don't really identify. I'm really trying to understand, like, what is it about the crowds that really get you? And I know that's a thing.
It's multifold for me.
And
number
it's not
one,
just, like, concerts. It's, like, bars, shopping,
everything. It's multi-symptomatic for me. Number one, being as tall and as big as I am, I'm always very self-conscious that I'm in the way.
And because you always are.
Right. And when you put me into a situation where I'm legitimately, you know, nuts to butts and elbows rubbing with people.
You're like nuts to shoulder blade.
Yeah, I get very, very claustrophobic. Not like I need.
How
to
do
get
you
out
get
of,
claustrophobic
well,
when you're like
when
3 feet
towering
above
over
everybody else? You have all the fresh air.
I'm using that term in regards to I don't feel like I can move without running into something.
Yes, and sure. I'm over and, people touching me and bumping into me.
I'm very, very aware of the fact that when I go places, especially concerts, there's always the people behind me like, come on!
Okay.
That must suck being that big because I'm the kid behind you going, come
and,
on!
And look, 99% of the time when I go to a show, I try to stand in the back because I know.
Sure.
There are very few bands, I think maybe two, that I can think of that, sorry, dude, I got here before you.
Right.
But from that standpoint, and especially on the bar scene, I can't take the Woo Girls anymore.
I guess I can cannot, identify with that.
I can't deal with the Woo Girls, and I can't deal with the Dude Bros.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
I like going out and watching the girls try to walk in heels that can't. That's
oh
always
my God,
fun.
Yes.
They look like baby giraffes. I had to shoot an event at Ameristar when Paris Hilton came to town a couple years ago, and like me and my mom were like taking bets on whether these girls were going to eat it, and it was awesome.
Oh, it's awesome.
So Donna, what are you too old for?
You know, there's a couple of things. Some of it's kind of, it feels superficial, but I also just don't give a crap.
Right.
Like, I feel like I'm too old for buying cheap stuff, like buying cheap makeup, buying cheap shoes.
I'm with you.
And I think that's more of a girl thing because girls, you can get away with, you know, going shopping, spending $100 and having like 10 or 15 right. shirts or pants or whatever, but then they fall apart.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm over that.
Well, it's the quantity versus quality argument.
And I did not grow up a brand snob. Like,
no,
I,
me
oh,
either.
Hell no. Are you
not
kidding me?
But now that I'm a grown up, I feel like I totally agree with you that right. I will spend the money I spend on my UGG boots are worth every single dollar compared to the knockoffs I've worn.
Right.
And I'd buy them again. So I totally agree with you.
Yeah. And then the other thing, and this sounds like super Oprah, but the one thing that I had an epiphany a couple years ago, and the one thing that I'm just too old for is explaining myself.
Oh, for sure.
To somebody, like my choices.
Oh.
I own two businesses, and when I do something in my business that might rock a boat, it's like I don't have to come behind and say,
yep.
and I did this because.
Because, yeah.
I don't do it.
Oh, man. Being 39 and not married and not having kids, I go, well, why aren't you married yet?
Right.
Well, why don't you have kids? I was like, because if I want to go to Las Vegas on a Friday night, guess what? I have the disposable income and no ties.
Exactly.
Have fun at the family picnic. I'm going to go gamble and see strippers.
Right. And you shouldn't have to say that. You shouldn't right. have no. to subject yourself to giving somebody a reason to validate your choice.
Yep.
Right.
It makes me so frustrated.
Nope. And that falls into also online. We asked this, and my friend Casey said that she is too old for people getting offended by everything.
Yes.
Are people who get offended too easily.
Yeah.
And
AKA Generation Y and millennials. Screw you, millennials.
It's more millennials than Generation Y, I think. But it's, you know, now, I mean, people just look for a reason to get offended. They get excited over people getting offended over things.
I think people get offended now because they're afraid if they don't get offended, they'll get called racist.
Yeah, I am not afraid of that at all. Not even kind of. I am secure enough with the friends and the family I have and
like,
the diversity I surround myself with to say whatever I want, whenever I
want.
Can
we sidebar on this for a minute?
Yeah.
This whole boycott the Oscars thing right now?
Ooh, okay, that might be too big to get into. Because I thought about talking about that, but it's so complicated.
Here's my thought, and there is an issue. However, in this case, it is an issue that's being made bigger than it is, because don't get it twisted. If Will Smith had been nominated for an Oscar, Jada Pinkett Smith wouldn't give two craps about anybody else who was nominated or not nominated.
Right. So Jada
this
Pinkett
is sour
Smith,
grapes that her husband got looked over.
She made a video that said that we should boycott the Oscars because there weren't enough African-American people nominated.
Correct.
I don't know enough about the nominations to know if that's true or not. All the movies that are at the Academy Awards bore me to tears.
Uh-huh.
And when I think of the Academy Awards, I think of old, rich, white people. So I don't...
And that is the problem. And the Academy this week came out and said that they have adjusted their membership rules.
Yeah.
And that from now on, if you have not been active in the industry for mm-hmm. more than 10 years, you're going to lose your voting status.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid that there's people who are out of touch with things voting on movies who may not want to go see a Straight Outta Compton or
right.
something like that, which is a brilliant movie, but is not going to appeal to
no. And Straight Outta Compton, judges. The only nomination it got was like the writing, I think it was, and it was white people. And so that's what, because that's the first thing I thought was Straight Outta Compton got nominated. But
you mean white people wrote the movie,
right? Or whatever.
I think
whatever
black people lived the movie.
Whatever category it was written, or whatever category they were nominated for, was like the only category like a white person had done. Like whether it was like screenplay adaptation or whatever. But sure. I mean, the host of the Oscars is a black guy.
No, I agree. And shame on Jada Pinkett for pressuring Chris Rock to step down.
Oh, did she say that?
Absolutely.
Well, shame on her in general for putting the video out.
She doesn't care. And that's the thing, is like, if you genuinely cared about this, that's one thing. She only cares because Will Smith
did not get nominated.
Right. So that's, and that's what upsets me. That's a crying baby move.
100%. And that, like, I'm not saying that there's not an issue.
No.
But don't create this issue when what you really want to say is, screw you, Oscars, for not nominating my husband.
That's exactly what she wants to say.
Yep.
And they're weird anyway. I'm sorry. Will and Jada, I used to just love them. And like the older they get.
Unconfirmed Scientologist.
And like the older that their kids get, like one of their boys is now a model for some girl's clothing line.
Is it the one who Will's been trying to make a movie star for the past decade?
No, it's the one that hangs out with the Kardashians.
Yeah, Jaden.
But like his new job is modeling women's clothing, and he's a boy.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
And they just interesting people.
Yeah, they're getting a little like wackadoodle.
Very wackadoodle. And Will Smith used to be like my homie. Like everybody who doesn't like
Will Smith. Aunt Lil bit back, right?
What?
Aunt Lil from Fresh Prince.
Oh yeah,
Aunt Viv.
Sorry.
Oh well, yeah. I saw Aunt Viv got mad at her, and then like Stacey Dash was mad at somebody from Clueless, and that's why I thought.
Well, Stacey Dash made a completely other announcement a couple weeks ago, which was incredibly interesting.
And that's why. Well, see, that's why I said this is almost too big to talk about, because I thought I'm like, we should talk about this on the show, and then I thought, well, who am I to really talk about it? Because I'm not black, so you know, maybe you know, we'll have Carlos or somebody come in and. My token black friend will come in and weigh in on it. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, I didn't read enough about it. I do know that there's a lot of upset people in the African-American community right now.
And understandably so.
Yeah. And so I'm definitely going to look at it and see if it's something that we can talk about. But yeah,
I, again, not to hammer it home, but I get upset when you have celebrities who hide behind a bigger cause.
Yeah.
When their problem is not that cause. Their problem is someone close to them got snubbed.
Exactly.
So instead of coming out and saying they're mad at that, they're going to hide behind this big banner and make it seem like they're leading a social change. You don't give a rat's ass about that.
And I don't think her video was very moving. I don't think many people got behind her movement. I think a lot of people thought she was stupid for it.
At least she's off of Gotham now. She was terrible on that show.
Was she? I haven't seen her act in anything since Set It Off.
She that can't act her way out of a bag now.
That was like one of my favorite movies about chick bank robbers.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, she can't act her way out of a bag anymore.
Gary, what are you too old for? You're the grandpa in the room. Are
you kids.
Are you like eating butterscotch candies by now? And
Werther's
like...
Originals?
Well, now, Steve, I've been eating Werther's Originals since
I
was a kid.
Do you keep them in your pocket?
Absolutely.
Dinner at 4?
Yeah.
4:30.
Oh, my God. We were at Cabela's like a couple weeks ago, and I don't know. I was buying ammo or something, and I had Lucy with me, and this old man looked over to her. He's like, do you want a piece of candy? And she's like, she's like, sure. And he was old and sweet.
Come out to my van. It doesn't have
windows. No, it wasn't like that. He gave her candy, and it was a hard piece of candy, and it was coffee flavored. And she spit it out on the floor in front of him.
Oh.
And then I felt so bad. I'm like, but you don't give a little kid coffee flavored Werther's.
When I was in radio, I remember stopping at the gas station and buying a thing of mints because I had a big thing of coffee, and I was like, I just need to get this taste out of my mouth. And I just grabbed this tin of mints because they were by the register. I didn't look at what they were.
Yeah.
And I remember walking into the studio and sitting down, and the jock who was getting off the air looks at the candidate and goes, Velamints? What are you, my 80-year-old grandmother? And I was like, what? I don't know, man. They were cheap. They were there.
Yes, they worked. So, Grandpa, what are you too old for?
Well, let's see. The first thing I think I'm too old for is crowds. I mean, I'm the same way. Ree and I always talk about we want to go to this concert, we want to go to that concert, we want to go to this hockey game, we want to go to this football game, whatever.
But then you realize you got to shower and get in the car and drive there,
right? Or get on the metro and stand in line.
Not an option for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
I'll tell you, like the crowd thing. I remember back in the day when Point Fest was get there before gates open, and you wouldn't dare of thinking of leaving before the last act was done.
Oh, God, no.
And now it's like, what time does my band go on? 2 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, I can get there at 1:30. Band's on at 2. Promos at from 3 to 4:45. I could be home in sweats by 6.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Sweet. The one other thing, and we don't have to go too much into this, I would say the one thing that I am too old for is trying to always see the good in people. I think that in my 30s, I've just come to realize that there's people who are just shitty people.
Yeah, if you're a shithead, you're a shithead.
And if I have to look that hard for it, then I don't need to be your friend.
I call that too old for looking past the cover of the book.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, I'm done giving people the benefit of the doubt and thinking, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe they just had a bad day. No, maybe you're just an asshole. And I've
like,
figured it out quicker than everybody
else.
You
mean like when somebody you thought was your friend makes fun of you for being an intern?
Yes. Don't bring it up, Hoss. It's bad memories. Rebecca Akers said that she is too old to skip dessert. I think I've always been too old for that. But, I mean, you do get to an age where you start not caring about what you eat, and then you care for a while, and then you don't care again.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like a big hill. And Amanda Fredrickson said that she is too old for high heels. And I am with
Amen,
her.
Sister.
Where you reach,
I mean, what?
Where you reach an age where comfortable shoes are important.
Tennis shoes are the only thing that touch my feet.
I hear you. Hoss, what size shoe do you wear?
It depends on who makes them. Usually anywhere between like a 14 to an 18.
I wonder if we can get Hoss a pair of heels.
Good luck.
Yeah, exactly.
Have them like specially
made. I'd love to see it.
Is it weird that I know that if you order like European heels, you have to go a size and a half higher?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, that's kind of gay.
That's a little weird.
Like, well, no. I dated a girl who was huge into fashion, so I learned that like, Louboutins run a size and a half small.
I've never even like Googled a pair of those. We'd have to go to like the Bigfoot outlet store to find like Sasquatch heels.
Yeah. I spent $1,200 on a pair of shoes.
There's a store called Mrs. Bigfoot. You spent $1,200 on a pair of shoes?
Not for me.
Oh, for a girl?
Satan.
Oh, for Satan. Can you get them back? We can sell that shit on
eBay. Hell no. I'm driving what was going to be the engagement ring.
All right. We'll be right back. It's the Kelly Mano Show. Tryna hit a home run, swing, bada, 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 swing. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Well, you gotta give me love and you gotta give me some. You gotta give me love and you gotta give me some. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Well, you gotta give me love and you gotta give me some. You gotta give me love and you gotta give me some. Bring it up, bring it up, come on. The Kelly Mano Show.
Sassy, classy, and a little smartassy.
Okay, the classy part might be a stretch.
It's the Kelly Mano Show.
Ready? Want a song about it? Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
You are listening to the Kelly Mano Radio Podcast, and we are going to end this show with a quick round of a little game that we like to call Would You Rather.
Awesome.
Have you ever played this, Hoss?
I have.
And so basically, producer Gary spent some time this afternoon coming up with questions, and he's got 15 questions, so we're each going to pick a number, me and you and Donna,
okay.
And he's going to read off the Would You Rather, and you have to just answer it quickly. Without a lot of explanation. No, I have no idea what's on this, right?
None. You have okay. Zero.
And so we will... Who's going to start? Does it matter?
Kelly, you're the host. You can start.
That's right. Dang it. All right. So I'm going to pick a number. You're going to read the question, and I'm going to answer it, no matter how embarrassing or terrible it is.
Perfect.
Are we ready? Okay. I will start with my favorite, Dale Earnhardt's number 3.
You redneck.
Okay. Easy one. Would you rather drink a gallon of ketchup or a gallon of mustard?
Ew. Ketchup. We tried having Honky do a skit one time where he had a challenge where he had to drink a whole bottle of ketchup. And he's a tough dude that can do gross stuff, and he could not do it.
Oof.
He had to throw it back up. So number 3 is gone. Hoss?
The best number in hockey, number 15.
Okay. Oh,
you got a crush on Scotty Upshaw?
This is perfect for Hoss, actually. This is perfect. Would you rather be the famous author of Twilight or the famous writer of every Nickelback song?
Oh, no! Oh!
Hoss just gave birth.
Oh, and I don't explain, I just give the answer?
Yes, no explanation.
Oh.
I'm going to get pick. Not out loud. I'm just going to guess in my head.
Stop moaning
guess.
Like you're in labor.
It's so hard. Twilight.
Yeah.
Okay.
I figured that you'd have to go Twilight.
You would lose your music cred.
Yeah. You couldn't subject yourself to Nickelback.
All right, Donna?
Seven.
All right. Would you rather tell someone your darkest secret or be embarrassed on national TV?
National Ooh. TV? That's so easy.
Shit, I've already done that. Yeah. And they told everybody my darkest secrets.
I was going to say, what's to say being embarrassed on national TV isn't revealing the darkest secret?
Which is exactly what everybody did to me. Okay, Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s old number eight.
All right. That is going to be...
How hard is it to find the number eight, Gary?
It's right after seven.
Yeah.
Before nine.
Okay, here you go. Smell like poop and Ooh. Not know it.
Oh.
Or always be smelling poop that nobody else can smell.
Ooh. Ooh. I'm going to always smell poop because if it's mine, you always think your own poop smells good, right? Or your own farts?
It's your own farts, for sure.
Like your own...
Everyone likes their own brand.
Well, like, your own brand doesn't bother you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, I don't know. Yeah. I was sick a couple weekends ago. Trust me, I wanted to get away from myself.
Have you ever... So we used to do this thing in high school, and Jimmy always says it's like a redneck thing. But I thought other kids did this, too. Like, if we were in the backseat of someone's car, and there was, like, a cup, you fart in the cup, and then you reach around and put it over the driver's face while they're driving, and then they got a cup of fart in their mouth.
If we didn't have a cup, we just like cup our hand.
Cup your hand.
Like throw it at someone.
Well, you would put your hand over their mouth and trap the fart in their mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time since I've cupped somebody that was trying with a fart.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know what? We need to get Farticus back in here soon and have him.
Good Lord.
We could have him store farts for days. Like, we'd be like, here,
can them like old-timey pioneers.
Fart in this jar. Can it? That's the next thing we'll send in the mail to people.
Canned farts.
Canned farts. Hoss, is it your turn?
Yeah. I'll do number 13.
Okay.
13 is, would you rather be an ugly genius or a hot moron?
That's so
hot
easy.
Moron.
Hell yeah, hot morons for the win. Because then you get to marry an ugly genius.
That's right.
All right, Donna?
14.
Would you rather have your thoughts broadcast so that everyone always knows what you're thinking while you're thinking it? Or
no.
Never be allowed to wear clothes but keep your thoughts to yourself?
Wait, she has to be naked?
Yeah, I'd do the thoughts. That would be fine with me.
You would get arrested being naked all that time.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm all right with not being naked.
But you got like kind of a smoking hot body, Donna.
No, I don't.
I would totally do that.
No,
I've seen you butt naked.
Yeah, well, things have changed.
Prove it. Peel down, Beefcake.
No. All right. There's such a thing as coin purse boobs, and I feel like that's the direction I'm heading.
Coin purse boobs?
You don't know because you have some nice big ones.
I know, but I've got tube sock boobs.
Oh, okay.
trust me, it's not beneficial.
Awesome.
Let me see. How are your boobs, boys?
Yeah.
Coin purses or tube socks?
You know, I got a good size. I got a good B
all
cup.
Right.
You know,
sure.
I'm good.
All right. All I do is win. Give me number one.
All right. Would you rather lick the pole on a subway or be licked by five strangers on the subway?
Oh.
Where are they licking me?
Either way, you're getting hepatitis.
Like licking me on the face or like on the arm?
Just doesn't say.
I'm gross. I'll lick the pole. Okay, go, Hoss.
No.
Phrasing.
No.
10.
All right, would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball or a head the size of a watermelon?
You kind of already got number two. Are you offended that they used you for
that's more, no. Yeah, you're more like a cantaloupe.
Although we previously determined I have no accurate frame of reference.
You obviously
for
cannot
judging fruit size.
Right. No.
Okay, number
either
11.
That or Satan had a really big vagina.
Well, all right. Would you rather lose?
Wait, what number
11.
Did you pick? 11?
11.
Okay.
Would you rather lose $1,000 or all of your phone contacts?
Oh gosh. $1,000. That one was actually legitimately hard.
Yeah.
Because there are so many people now, I just don't know their numbers.
No.
You memorize numbers anymore? Yeah.
No.
It would be worth $1,000.
But
if you put a gun to my head and said, tell me Kelly's number, I'd pull the trigger.
But yeah. I can tell you all my friends' phone numbers from like high school. I can still rattle them off.
Yes. My home phone number from when I was a kid.
All right. I'll take number two.
All right. Would you rather be able to speak all world languages or be able to talk to animals?
Oh, talk to animals for
Hell
sure.
Hell yes.
I don't need to talk to the foreign people.
Five.
Okay.
All right. That's going to be, would you rather have diarrhea during your wedding ceremony or diarrhea on your wedding night?
Ceremony.
No. Because then you're pooping in front of people.
Again?
You can do it anytime. I mean, like, people do it, like, before they even get married now. So
no, I agree with him. I would just do it at the ceremony and go for it later.
Oh, my God, Donna.
Yep.
Good. You guys can marry.
I can wear a diaper.
You can marry each other.
Number 9.
I got depends and stuff now.
Okay, would you rather change the past or see into the future?
Ooh, that's good.
Wait, who is this? Donna's?
Me. Yeah, I'd change the past.
Ooh, this is like a whole other show.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
that's
is.
Fantastic.
Ooh, what would you do, Haas?
Change the past.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know if I would.
I would.
I think I'd want to see the future.
Well, you barrel forward, no
There's
regrets.
Not many things in my life I would change, but there's a couple.
Yeah.
I think I would go back to high school self and slap myself in the back of the head.
Oh, we could do a whole show on things we would have told our younger selves.
Yeah.
Like, invest in Netflix and Amazon.
I would have been like, hey. And
you were close.
I was. I turned down Netflix.
Did you?
This is like a 30-second story. So when I was working for Stephen DC, I was doing all of their internet sales. And this guy called me. He's like, I'm starting this company called Netflix. And I really want to put it on Stephen DC's website. He was trying to get radio ads. And I'm like, well, what is your service? He's like, well,
that's dumb.
He's like, yeah. I mail people DVDs. I'm like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. I'm like, I went into Stephen DC. I'm like, look, this guy is running this stupid business, but he's going to give us like $5 every time somebody signs up from his link. So should we do it? And they're like, eh, yeah, do it. So we put the Netflix ad on there, and that was just back when they were mailing DVDs yep. back and forth. And yeah, I told like literally the owner of Netflix that it was a stupid idea.
Well, to be fair, it's not really the mailing DVDs part that blew up for him. It's the online service.
Yeah, they changed for sure. Is it my turn?
Yeah, Kelly, we're saving number 6 for Haas.
Oh, okay. It must be about penises. Okay, sweet. Number 12.
All right, number 12 is, would you rather have the best house in a shitty neighborhood or the worst house in a fancy neighborhood?
Worst house. Oh, yep. God, I hate fancy rich people, though. They
yeah,
suck.
Yeah, but it's safe.
That's true. Yeah, the other one, crappy house.
Okay. All right, so number 4 is...
Haas, you get number 6.
All right, bring it.
All right, number 6. Number 6 is, would you rather be forced to go to all of your ex's weddings or break up with somebody right after you bought a house with them?
Mmm.
Haas in the moaning today.
I would rather break up with someone after I bought a house. There are people in this world that you are exes with for a reason, and they never need to cross your path again.
Yep.
All right.
Number 4.
Last one. Would you rather have to end each sentence you say with, but YOLO?
Oh, or so it's my ex again.
Or stink of Axe body spray for the rest
but
of your
YOLO.
Life.
But YOLO!
I hate Axe body spray.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'd take the Axe.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
YOLO is the bane of my existence. I want to kick everyone who says it in the face.
I'm going to buy you a YOLO shirt for your birthday.
Do it. Have I showed you the YOLO tattoo?
No.
I'll show it to you.
On you?
I'll just show you a picture of it.
All right. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you, Donna, for coming and hanging out with
us.
Thank you. You're going to be a regular coming like once a month, if that's okay with you.
I would love it.
If you'll have us, because I need some estrogen in this room sometime. And I meant to talk about Gwyneth Paltrow steaming her vagina when I had a girl on, and I forgot.
She's awful.
She is awful. Next time. Remind. Okay. Next time, keyword vagina.
Keyword right? vagina.
I'll remember that.
All right. Vagina. Thank you for listening to the show. If you like the show, share the show. It's so important that you tell your friends how much you love the Kelly Mano Show. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, heykelly@kellymano.com. Anything else, guys?
Nope.
YOLO!
YOLO!
YOLO! Everybody YOLO maybe, on three. One, maybe
that's
two,
our show.
Three.
That's our show close.
Yes. Wait. Be good. Have fun.
You.
We do it in it.
Be good, have fun, yo!
Thank you very much.